Terry Jarrett joining us on the phone now. Terry has been on the Missouri Public Service Commission, also the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
As we attempt to transition from one energy source to another, there are always some bumps in the road. And you are concerned for a couple of reasons about a proposal from the Environmental Protection Agency, the Clean Power Plan. What is the main concern?
Well, there's basically two main concerns, Ken. Number one, the tight timelines here for compliance are going to retire a lot of coal-fired generation within the next 5 or 6 years, which means that that has to be replaced very quickly. Replacing things very quickly like that, when you don't have infrastructure in place currently that has to be built, it's going to increase the cost of electricity for consumers, number one. And then number two, it's also going to create reliability problems of the grid.
Now, one might ask, not knowing exactly how all of this fits together, how much does coal provide right now for America's energy?
Nationwide, about 40%. I believe there in Arizona, it's also right along the national average, about 40%, give or take. In some parts of the country, for example, in my home state of Missouri, coal provides 80% of the electric generation. So it affects states differently, but it is still a very significant part of the national fuel mix for generating electricity.
Terry, you mentioned a 5 to 6 year timeline. Does that mean that if you had some additional time, there would be alternatives? Or are you saying that we just don't have them yet?
Well, certainly more time is better than less time. And a lot of utilities have said that if they were given more time to plan and to implement, that they could possibly meet these goals. But again, the plan requires a 30% reduction in carbon emissions from coal-fired power plants by 2030. However, about half of that has to be accomplished by 2020. They're called the interim goals in the rule. And that's really the biggest problem, is those interim rules, which require so quickly. You know, utilities plan out normally in a 20-year time horizon to determine what their load is for their customers is going to be and how they're going to meet that load. And so it takes a long time to plan. If you're going to build, say, a new gas plant to replace a coal plant, or you're going to try to get more wind or renewable energy in place, it just takes a lot longer than 3 or 4 or 5 years.
And this past winter was a real challenge for utility companies in some parts of the country.
That's exactly right, especially back east where they rely heavily on natural gas. The so-called polar vortex, where we had that extended cold snap, utilities couldn't get gas even if they could buy it. I mean, the price spikes were terrible, but gas simply wasn't available. And coal plants were running, all available coal plants were running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week during that period. And almost every one of those coal plants that were running last winter will be slated to retire in the next 5 or 6 years under current EPA regulations. That has to do with the mercury and other pollutants. And on top of that, when you start closing down these other coal plants because of the Clean Power Plan, you can see where in times of extreme weather, cold or heat, we're going to face a reliability problem.
All right. Well, we have the problem. We don't have the solution, obviously. Terry Jarrett, I wish we had more time, but we don't. And I certainly appreciate your joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me on.